Oh, Westlaw Fayette Village Council meeting, the word, please stand for the pledge of prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Roll call.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes. Okay, you've all previously been provided with a copy of the minutes of the July 10th, 2023 regular business meeting. Unless there are corrections needed, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion to accept July 10th, 2023 minutes.
Second.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, under correspondence, I have two items. Letter dated July 13th. From leadership, Coshocton County, Coshocton Foundation Program. Your Mayor Borton Kirker, on behalf of leadership, Coshocton County Board, and the Coshocton Foundation Trustees, I would like to thank you for investing in the future of Coshocton County by investing in the Christopher Walters. Through leadership, Coshocton County, please join us as we welcome and celebrate our newest group of aspiring leaders. Tuesday, August 15th at 6:30 p.m. at Clary Gardens. Light refreshments and beverages will be served. The failure to reply is requested by August 3rd to leadershipcoshocktonfoundation.org. This is for Chris, I believe Tammy's in that program as well, so I will be attending that kickoff for Leadership Coshocton. Coshocton County Public Health District, July 17, 2023, Board of Health member, dear DAC members, this letter is to inform you that the Board of Health President Scott Lemsberg has resigned his position on the Board of Health. The DAC will need to meet again. We'll appoint a person to fill Lemberg's seat. A date for the DAC meeting will be set at a later date to appoint this replacement. The Board of Health will hold its regular meeting on Thursday, July 20th at 5:30 in the Community Events Room, 637 Chestnut Street. The District Advisory Council was the DAC. I am the acting secretary for that board, and when the actual meeting gets set for appointment, I'll let you all know. No citizens' comments that I'm aware of. Moving on to department reports, nothing from fire. Fiscal officer, Amy.
Okay. First, I'll touch on the single piece of legislation that we have on the agenda for tonight, and it is Ordinance 2023-37. It will receive its second reading tonight, and that is regarding the sewer rate increase of 10% that will take effect for the October billing cycle of this year. The only piece of legislation we have. I did receive a notice from the Coshocton County Auditor's Office stating that the County Budget Commission meeting, the annual meeting will be held on August 7th at 6 o'clock in the community room at Frontier Power Company on South 2nd Street. So I'll be attending that. I'm assuming the mayor will be there as well. Brittany, anybody on the finance committee, if you're wanting to attend as well, you can join us at that meeting.
What time was that meeting?
6 o'clock. I did send you a calendar invite for that.
Okay.
Also, just wanted to remind residents of the military banner program that we have going on right now. We do have two banners that are out on Main Street right now. and we did recently receive 5 more that as we're putting up here this week, so you'll be looking for that. And plus, I know that we have a few more that the order's coming in, so we should, I don't know, maybe about a dozen of them here going up here real soon. So super excited about that. And just to remind everybody, you can find applications for that program on the village website, on our Facebook page, as well as paper copies in our village administration office. The cost for the banner program is $45 per banner, and residents also have the option to purchase the banner for themselves to keep, or the single or double-sided yard signs as well. So all the information about that is on the application, or you can call the office if you have any questions. Other than that, bills have been passed around for approval. That's all I have.
All right, thank you. Police Department Chief, you have anything?
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
I have an announcement to make. Most of you are probably aware that I'm running for Coshocton County Sheriff in the Republican primary in March of 2024. The police chief was not a stepping stone for me for the office of sheriff. This job is still my number one priority. The further experience that I've gained here in West Lafayette was the deciding factor as to why I'm running for sheriff. When I took this position, I wasn't thinking of running for sheriff. This gave me the confidence to run for sheriff. In my 30 years of law enforcement experience, I've had the opportunity to stay in Coshocton County as a deputy sheriff, as a West Lafayette police officer, and the chief of police. I feel that I can further serve my community. I just wanted to let you guys know before it's already out, but I kind of want that.
Now, does he?
I knew that's what I
was. Do you have to resign from this before
no.
you run? So
no,
if you don't get it, you'll stay here.
Yes. No, you can't run against your own boss, and he's not my boss. So. Any other questions?
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Solicitor, Joel.
Other than some complaints that I'm going to file later this week for some dilapidated housing acres, not really a lot else going on.
All right, thank you. Village Administrator, Tammy.
Mm-hmm. Good evening.
Good evening.
I just have a few updates on various projects that are happening around the village. We have, as you all know, we were awarded the extension of the Oak Street storm sewer to actually finish that project, and that began today, and they are due to be done by the end of the week, I believe, by Thursday afternoon. And then the paving, the finished paving will be in a few, probably mid-August is what I was told. So all these dates are fluid. I hope you keep that in mind. Nothing's ever set in stone with this stuff, but that moved along really well. They're down to, they'll be setting the line and the manholes in 7th Street tomorrow, it looks like, so. Last week, I met with the Redantis, the engineer that is designing the rest of the sidewalks on Russell Avenue. And we do have a plan, and then they're currently finalizing the construction contract. I'll have that hopefully by the end of the week, and I'd like to ask you tonight for a roll call vote to authorize us to advertise for bid for that. It'll be in August sometime. I don't have the dates, obviously, until we know when the contract is finished and it's okay. The project is estimated at approximately $375,000, so. And then there has been some question on sidewalks that are new. We'll be going around those sidewalks. The gas company is not going to put in the single squares that they took out when they were putting service lines on East Russell. That will just be part of this as well. I think that's all I have about that. Is that good? Questions on that?
Can we entertain a motion to authorize her to advertise for this project? Well,
did we check on or explore the idea of moving them to the curb?
Yes, but with it
filling in what's there is gonna be the best cost to do it that way. And plus, what we already did was the three foot wide, that one block is already that way, so to keep it all uniform. Yeah.
Hopefully narrow though.
Continue to go that way. And you would run into that too, where people had replaced their own sidewalk.
Right.
So you had, you know, it wouldn't be.
There's quite a few of them on the south side of that street that have already replaced theirs.
Yes. And he was talking about maybe moving it out to the edge, eliminating the curb strip, or.
And taking the liability for the trees.
Wider, yeah.
We would also run into some of them driveways or.
Yeah.
That could be tapered.
It would end up a lot, quite a bit more, I believe.
But they didn't give an estimate of what it would cost.
No,
okay, so
I didn't either.
Okay.
So is there a motion to approve or does it go out for?
Motion to approve the advertisement for bids to replace sidewalks on Russell Avenue.
Second.
Mauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Howell?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yeah.
Anything else, Tim?
A couple. Also, I have a request to remove a hand from the parking spot on Center Street at 300 block. Is that the right block?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we had a vote to put the handicap parking spaces up. So I guess I need a vote to take it down to remove it from that.
And there's no handicap persons there anymore.
Yes, no longer.
Part of a residential location, so.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to remove the handicap parking sign in front of 301 East 4th Street rear.
Yes.
Second. Just make sure we were where we needed to be with that.
Yeah.
Yes. Cheney?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yep.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Anything else?
Yep. They began excavation on the parking lot on Main Street, and they're beginning with, they took out the sidewalk and the approaches going into the parking lot, and then that'll be replaced first with concrete. And that should be done this week also. And then they'll use that to grade the rest of the parking lot.
They have an estimate yet for when they're planning on blacktopping?
No, but they want to get all the excavating done, so that parking lot and then the two at Waterworks Park will be graded and excavated, and then they'll blacktop.
The excavation being all the sand that it was filled with?
Yes,
okay.
I can talk to the engineer about that. There was sand put in that parking lot, on Main Street. We had a sinkhole there years ago.
Exactly.
And I informed him of it, and he was getting with them. They'll have to add material, obviously, to the hole.
Right.
He said sand, you know, is a pretty good.
Didn't something sink in there when we turned that into fix
car.
That up a while or a couple years
down
ago?
Down to the axles.
Yeah.
There was a hole over there 2-3 years ago. I mean, the hole was about this big. We put Cody Copper and I put flashlights down there. There was enough room in a cave like down there that 2 or 3 people could sit in there easily. When they caved it in, it took 2 of the office dump trucks to fill it.
I believe a semi got stuck in the
house
too.
I lived in the house for
that will
7 years or something like that.
Compacted, and then that will be parking lot right there. There won't be any more grassy little half moon area in there. Street department will, this week with the parade, the street department's going to be weed eating the parade route again, and to prepare for street sweeping. We're going to have that swept on Thursday. Shompton is doing that for us, which is great. They've been up here a few times already, helping us out with the street sweeping. And they will post no parking signs for the morning of for Thursday morning, so they can get cleaned, get weeded and cleaned. And then also, reminder, Friday evening, they'll put no parking. Mainly it's on Russell, but we need to restrict the parking for the parade. Along with that, the street department has worked hard in the last few weeks cleaning up Burke Park. Christy will elaborate a little bit on that. Cleaning up Burke Park, painting over there, edging weeds, and then they painted, last week they painted the police department and the fire department. One last roll call vote, too, I'm sorry. I have office equipment and office furniture to be declared surplus also, so we can get rid of that. And then that's all I have.
Entertain a motion to declare the office equipment surplus.
Motion to declare office equipment and furniture surplus for disposal.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Thank you.
That it?
Yes, that's it.
Hey, committee reports, buildings and property?
Nothing at this time, man.
Meeting business development?
We met on July the 17th. We talked about a bunch of stuff, like what businesses are in town, what empty buildings we have, businesses that are available for rent, so that was it.
Community relations?
Nothing tonight.
Chamber will meet tomorrow night over there. It's their last meeting before the homecoming. Finance?
Nothing tonight.
That's my fire dependency ordinance.
Nothing this evening.
Park board.
The park board met on the 17th, and starting in April in 2024, on Saturday from 8 to noon, the farmers market will be back in Burke Park. As Tammy mentioned, the street department worked cleaning up the park from all of the road work. They painted and replaced some spindles in the gazebo benches. They just did a lot of cleaning. We talked about a splash pad, possibly for Burke Park or the Waterworks Field. And Tammy reported that the playground and the Waterworks Field at the Waterworks Field should be done later on this year. And that's it.
Planning Commission.
Nothing tonight.
Rich?
Canceled.
Okay. Public safety.
Nothing tonight.
Public Works.
Nothing tonight.
Nothing for records, nothing for rules. We have one piece of legislation for the second reading. Ordinance 2023-27, an ordinance establishing sewer rates and sewer regulations for the village of West Lafayette, Ohio, amending ordinances and resolutions in conflict herewith and declaring an emergency. That's the second reading. Yes, the only thing I have under other business, I've had some complaints about the mosquito spraying. I talked to Max Crown last week. They are supposed to be here the first part of this week. And with it raining, I doubt they'll be here tonight, but they said that they would get in and do it before homecoming. So hopefully they will be there soon to address that.
I don't think it's any good.
It was interesting to learn what I was told in talking with them about that. They really made it difficult to be able to spray. You have to pass a special license. The guy that's currently doing it took him 3 attempts to pass it. And you got to go out of town to take the test. Then the equipment has to go to Columbus every year to be calibrated and approved. And Of old, as I understood it, the spray that they put out would go out and linger and hang into the shrubs and grass and stuff, and was supposed to work for 3 or 4 days. The current spray they're allowed to use now, when they spray, the mosquitoes that are out get nailed. It only gets the ones that are airborne for about 12 hours. That's it.
Yeah.
And it costs us $500 a pop every time they come through.
I know I went out and sat on the porch the other night and I didn't sit very long. I was getting ate up by mosquitoes.
After they sprayed a couple weeks ago, it did impact them at my place, and there's not much in our front yard. But I've heard complaints, 7th Street and other areas, where they say it didn't help at all. So,
well, it don't help. That big field on the back side of Lafayette here, the people have bought that. It's swampy, and they don't mow it. And that's just mosquito infested.
So, but that's the story on the mosquitoes. Of course, we have the parade Friday night, fireworks Saturday night, so I encourage everyone to participate in that. Moving on, any committee meetings need to be set?
Finance, August 14th at 6:30.
Yep.
That's fine. Okay.
Okay, anyone else? Once? And twice? Go on. Finance, August 14th at 6:30. Bills have been around?
Yes, sir.
Entertain a motion to pay the bills.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fisher?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Howard?
Yes.
Howard?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
If there are there's no other business to come before the council, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Jamie?
Yes.
Howard?
Yes.
Howe?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Very good.